Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
I'm Teresa Romer with my co-host, Michael Pierce.
Hello, hello, love.
Today's topic is all about awards and recognition. Ooh. And why. Right. And so, Tina, you know, knowing that you won the Style Maker Award, you know, everyone knows Michael dresses the best in if maybe not in Houston, maybe all of the world.
I mean, oh, my gosh.
The man can't even look terrible in a t-shirt and pair of jeans. I mean, serious.
Well, there are garanimals, so it helps. I just match the hippo to the hippo or the bear to the bear, and I'm there.
Stay out of your children's closet. If you lose any more weight, you're going to have to shop in the children's section.
Wouldn't that be good? Actually, my kids have better clothes than me. I'm like wearing like Talbots and stuff. And like,
right. I see you have a Gucci belt on. Don't tell me that.
That was a present from my husband, actually. So
anyways, the topic is all about awards and recognitions. And why do we need that recognition? Like, what is it? You know, like you and I both get all kinds of recognition and awards. I get awards for, you know, the 30 most outstanding women in Houston and so on and so forth. You know, next week I you know, am a speaker at this empowerment, this Push Empowerment conference, you know, with Clorinda McGrady. But, you know, what is it? What is it about getting an award or the recognition? What is it that we crave so badly? Why do we crave that attention?
Well, it started early on when I was in soccer and I didn't get a participation award. I was the only child who didn't get an award, and I was so devastated that I've never worn a sports award until I went to a pawn shop and realized you could buy them. And now I want you to know I'm the world's best at everything. I'm the world's best dad, world's best bowler, something called hockey and basketball. Apparently, I won all state championships. So if you just scrape off that little plaque, you can carve your own name in it for $4, and you're the freaking best. So a lot less effort, all the tiny breasts. So
okay, well, so I know you're younger than I am. We're not going to tell people how much, but back in my day when I competed in sports and whatnot, you didn't get an award just because you participated. You either got the award because you won, or you went home and cried like a big old baby. But you but you learned your lesson that, hey, I need to step it up because I want to win next time. Now here we are, decades later. And your kid actually gets an award for just participating because they want everyone to feel good. But what are we teaching our children?
I don't like that. I think it is an important part of competition is losing. And there are a lot of us who focus solely on winning, and winning is great, but that shouldn't really be the reward. You celebrate it, but you also need to learn how to lose great and to take those losses as an opportunity to, just like you said, work harder, come back, and then earn it. And I think we probably have very different experiences on awards because you've actually competed in legitimate competitions and won major awards. The stuff I get are things like, we want you to come talk at this, and we know you're not going to show up unless we give you some shiny plaque. I'm like, I'm a raccoon. Like, I will talk for press. But I think it is very important to fail and to learn that failure is an opportunity to come back and succeed again, because that's how you learn in life.
Well, and so don't you think we're setting our children up to be poor sports?
Not me. I yank the trophies out of my kids all the time. You don't deserve that. Back in the cave. No, I'm kidding. I don't ever do that. No, but I think we are doing a great disservice by giving everybody a, you know, a participation award. You want to recognize that there is effort, but I mean, that's like saying you get 2 points for putting your name on a test.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Here we are raising our children where they expect to get a participation award just because they are doing something. So now what's it going to be like when that person ends up being an adult and they lose out on getting a job or whatever? Are they going to like be a poor sport and go, well, wait a minute, you know, where's my trophy for not getting the job? I mean, like, they're going to expect to get awarded or recognized for every single thing they do in life because that's how they were taught as a child.
Well, it's been a lot of disappointment. I also don't like the fact that the focus is on getting the trophy, because really all the trophy means is that day you won whatever the event. The next day could be very different. It really should be about how hard you work for it, the level of effort, and maybe some sort of recognition that the journey you went through and you achieving some goals that you set for yourself. I like that better than on this day, I'm the best, because I hate that when they win, I'm the best in the world. No, you're the best that day for whatever that contest was.
Right. So that kind of leads me back to your Style Maker Award.
You know, so, you're not taking it away from me. You can't take it away from me. Don't laugh. I had a sash made. I actually have a sash that was made by the Miss America pageant people, and I'm wearing my Style Maker sash. But I bought it myself.
I could have loaned you my Mrs. Texas sash.
Oh, I don't think I won't wear that.
Now, I'm telling you, when I won Mrs. Texas, my husband was so excited that when we got home later that night, he literally had taken my sash. I didn't know it.
But he, Lamar?
But he yelled at me and told me to come into the bedroom. And there he was laying on the bed. With nothing on except for my sash across him. And he had crossed out the S on Mrs. So it then read Mr. Texas. So he decided that he needed some recognition too.
I salute you, Lamar.
But what I'm saying back to your Style Maker Award is, how easy would you have accepted the fact that you lost if you would have lost?
Well, you want the honest truth, the true and real truth, or the thing that I'll put on a face? I would be like, it was an honor to be nominated, and really that is the greater prize. I would have cried, ate a lot of Bluebell, Listeria flavored, and I would have gotten over it and said, damn you all to hell, it's rigged, it's rigged. But I would have been fine. No, I would be okay with it, because, I mean, honestly, the Style Maker thing, it's called Style Maker, but I mean, there were really amazing people in the first round because they did a semifinals and a finals, and they're a legitimate, like Fady, who is the freaking creative director for Tootsie's. And for you people who don't know, in Houston, it's a very high-end boutique of curated collections around the world. I mean, he's got that store as his closet. He is a Style Maker. Joyce Eccles, who I adore, and you know, mutual friend of yours as well. Right. She was a Style Maker. There are legitimate big Style Makers in there that didn't make it to the finals. And to me, I'm like, okay, I'm thrilled and honored. But to me, what it meant, honestly, for me, was that I was humbled because I didn't campaign. I didn't come out and say, I want to win this. But I had friends, and every charity event that I'd ever worked for, they sent out to their list. I had fraternity brothers having their kids sing. My gardener has his crew every morning before they logged in. They would come in, I am not a robot, because that's what the thing said. They logged in before they started their day. They voted for me. I mean, all these people that I didn't realize really care and feel empowered, and they know me through social media, they all voted. That, to me, was amazing. So honestly, if I would have won or didn't win, getting those messages and seeing that was pretty awesome. I know it sounds like Miss America, but it's the honest to God truth.
But so for those of you that don't know a lot about Michael and I, we belong to an organization called the Cool Kids.
Yes.
And the Cool Kids group, you know, you have to be someone special to be in this group, and we have to kind of vote you in. You're not just a shoo-in. You have to be voted in. And
you're an original Cool Kid. You're one of the original.
I know. I mean, like, how did that happen?
Well, you set the trend. I love the idea of the Cool Kids. I used to get flack about it being elitist, but it's anybody who's doing good. Doesn't have to be that you're rich or famous. It has to be somebody who's doing good and making the world a better place and interesting and fun that you'd want to know.
Well, and let's go a little farther. The Cool Kids are actually, you know, it's not just a bunch of adults that just need this recognition or this... Yeah. Whatever. It literally is this group of adults that we are out there every day trying to make a difference in this world. And while we're doing it, we are uplifting each other. I mean, we have each other's backs. I mean, there was a week ago or so where an article came out online. And
about you? Do tell. This was great.
Well, basically...
Shall I tell the story?
I think you should tell the story.
I will tell the story. For those of you who don't know, there's a TV show that is launching here in Houston, and an article came out announcing the cast. It's been waiting for a long time to talk with the cast, and the photo that they used to cover the article had Teresa front and center. Great, beautiful photo, because you were part of it. You actually have a role on the cast. And some people freaked out about it. And then there were just weird comments and trolling on Facebook because somebody was jealous that you were listed in there and thought, oh no, well, she's not. And it was just petty. And I love that every one of the cartels is like, let's get on some black robes. We'll get them.
So I think what the story is being told here is that the Cool Kids had my back. I mean, like, you know, they went to battle for me, and they were not going to let this person degrade me or belittle me on social media. And that's what I'm saying about this group that we belong in, is not only are we out there raising monies and doing good and doing charity work every single day and just doing everything we can to help make this world a better place and hopefully leave a wonderful legacy of ourselves behind. But we literally support each other and lift each other up and empower each other. And we want everyone in our group to go farther and be the best that they can be. And we will do whatever we have to do to make that happen. But what I loved about it was they went to battle for me last week. And I think that's what's so cool too, is we've got each other's backs. And, you know, that means a lot.
It does. I'm very, very fortunate that we have this group of friends there. And they weren't all people. We weren't all cool kids in high school. Some of them were because they're glamazons, but not everybody was. And a big test to me was when the StyleMaker nominations came out, several cool kids were nominated. And I, for whatever reason, the only one who made the list this year, and not one of the people, and we'd all nominate each other, was it all jealous or like, why did he get it and I didn't? They immediately came back and said, we need to do a campaign to help you win this thing. And they all stood up. Like, it's really rare. Like you have it too. Lots and lots of people who say they know you and that you're considered friends. But the people right. I consider my true friends, that's the cool kids.
Right. And it's not a big group.
It's not a big group.
It's a very small, tight group. And we all feel very privileged to be a part of this group. And we don't take it for granted. And like I said, you know, we literally have each other's backs no matter what. And we all know that if something happened and we needed one of the cool kids at our doorstep right now, it would happen, you know, whether
this would make a great TV show.
Yeah. Oh, I think I've heard that before, Michael.
That would make a great TV show. All of my producer friends out there or my media executive friends, the show about the cool kids would be really fun. We should work on that, Teresa.
I think so, yes. So once again, I'm trying to get out of you. Why do you feel the need for the recognition?
I don't, you know, I flat out admit that I require external validation. On the first date with my husband, I said that I constantly require external validation. Maybe I wasn't hugged enough as a kid, but I'm just as okay having other people get recognition. I'm happy for them. I'm never jealous about it. It's fun when it happens. I like getting recognized at parties and knowing people, but I like more what you can do with having that recognition. And I think that's the bigger message.
And that's what I was going to say. I don't think it's literally that you feel the need to have the recognition deep down inside for any weird reason.
I'm weird. We know I'm weird.
I mean, we all know that I'm not vain. I just had another face treatment today.
And you look really pretty. I wanted to say that.
No, it's and I don't even have makeup on, but it's called Forma. It's a heat thing where it tightens your skin and makes you glow. So I can't wait to see what I look like tonight with makeup on. But anyways, I don't think it's, in my case, I don't think I need validation of being accepted. I think what I like about being out there and being recognized is like what you said, it's for the good. You know, I liked being recognized as the 30 most influential women in Houston because of the work that I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's based off of what I'm trying to do with my life and the work that I'm doing and helping people. So, yeah, I mean,
that's an amazing point. It's what you're being recognized. Like, if you're getting recognized for doing good versus recognized for being a train wreck and talking trash about people on social media,
right,
or trolling their Facebook comments, that's not so good. Yeah.
But we all, I mean, like, come on, we all need to be recognized. We all have that, mm-hmm, that need, you know, just like we all have that need to be touched, to be
well,
hugged.
Wait a minute. We're not going into like a tour bus thing. Like, you're not going to go to a Trump scenario and pop a Tic Tac, are you? Where are you trying to touch me, Teresa? By the way, that's my Halloween costume. I'm going to go as a kitty cat and my husband's going to be Trump. He's going to grab me all night long.
Nice. Can I come trick-or-treating with you?
No, I'm totally kidding. But that would be such a great costume. I'm the kid. Meow. But I digress. You were talking about touching me.
So. Oh, my God. See, this is the other part about being part of the cool kids is we all understand each other.
Yes, we're all horribly inappropriate. God help us if those text messages get WikiLeaked anywhere, because you say things to your good friends you would never say anywhere else.
So as Michael, as he just said, the text messages, we have a cool kids newsfeed on our text messages where we're all included on it. And I'm telling you what, I can't even keep up with it sometimes. It's going so fast. And if you put your phone down for 5 minutes and come back, you've lost the entire conversation. Like, you've got to scroll back like forever to try to figure out what the conversation's all about. But it's really cool because we all get each other and we all understand each other and we all understand our kookiness and weirdness. But I just wanted to talk about that because, like I said, you did win the contest.
Thank you.
For those of you that don't know what the Style Maker Award is, it's recognizing one of the most stylish people in Houston.
Yeah. So I won. So clearly it's not about style. It's about how many friends you have. So let's be clear. It's about how big of a fool you are on Facebook. That's what won this. But that's okay. I'll take it. And I have my sash. I cannot wait for you to see the sash. It is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen because I'm going to do a cheesy, funny photo shoot making fun of, like, being cute about it. And
well, should I have my should I put my Mrs. Texas sash on and we could stand together?
You should. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but that is in line with how I'm doing the announcement. Because the announcement comes out Monday as to who won it, and I'm assuming I won it.
If the numbers are correct, we would so hope so.
Well, my goal is that I'll pass down this sash from year to year as a different cool kid wins every single year. That's my hope and plan.
Well, let me just say, people, the running was not even close. It's not like it was like, oh, he's got 62% and he's got 67%. It was literally like 1% versus 67%. So it was definitely a landslide. I would have to say there was no competition.
I can't say that, but thank you. There was a lot of really good competition. I love you.
No, I'm saying there was competition because I know all the other people, but I'm saying apparently they did not have the campaign staff that you did.
Well, the cool kids campaigned for me. Like,
that's
it was
what
amazing.
I'm saying.
They created Facebook groups and like I literally had my fraternity brothers had their kids voting and reaching out.
But that's what I'm saying. You had a campaign staff. It was the cool kids. Like I said, we have each other's backs, whether it's good things, bad things, or whatever. We have each other's backs. So anyways, I hope this helped open the eyes to people of why, especially Michael and I, get the recognition that we do or why we need it or whatnot. But, you know, I think the takeaway here is everyone has their own reason for wanting recognition. And we just hope that they want the recognition because of the good things that they're doing in life, not the bad.
Amen to that. And now if we could just get all the cool kids elected to some state office, we could solve world hunger, world peace, and give everyone a sash.
I think I should nominate you for president next.
I'm voting myself in, actually. So.
Writing it in on the ballot.
I'm writing it in. Me and Teresa. You can choose whichever. I'll be vice president. I don't care. It's less work and I get to wear the dress.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. So with that said, like I said, the takeaway there is, you know, hopefully your recognition is for good and what you're doing in life and not the bad, evil stuff that's going on in this world. But once again, Michael, it's always a pleasure having you do the show with me because sometimes I don't know who laughs more, me or the audience.
I just hope the people are laughing like, what is this crazy guy doing? And I cannot wait to see what you wear tonight at the ball. I'm so excited about it.
Well, I'm sure you'll outshine everyone because you are Mr. Style Maker.
I have to live up to this freaking title.
That's...
I'm going to wear a hefty bag. That's why I should just go really low, just cinch back. I'm a Style Maker. I can wear trash.
They'd be like, wait a minute. He got voted Style Maker and this is what he's wearing?
It's rigged. It's rigged.
No, so you're really going to have to live up to that title now. I mean, like, no more answering the door with baby vomit on your shoulder. once again, people, you can find me everywhere out there on social media. You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Teresa Romer. I am on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. I am everywhere, and Michael's always right there with me in the pictures, everywhere. So where Teresa's at, Michael's at. So make sure you get out there and find me on social media and subscribe and like and do all that fun stuff. And next week, it's going to be another new show, and you're going to be excited to see what it's going to be.
Sashes and crowns? More nude Lamar? We'll have to wait and find out.
So with that said, guys, I hope you have a great rest of the week and weekend, and we will talk next week.
Bye, all.
Bye.